I'm Josiah Rizzo.
I'm Benji Jones.
And on Wednesdays,
we wear pink.
Benji.
No.
Am I the only one who remembers Hey Arnold?
Oh my god, of course you are.
Am I the only one who remembers this show?
No. Is this show a show?
What?
Hey, no. Do you watch this show?
No, I'm asking you, am I the only one that remembers?
Were you seriously asking, were you the only one who remembers?
Am I the only one who remembers Angels in the Outfield?
No.
I think I am.
No, I think it's like I actually haven't even seen Angels in the Outfield. I've just
then
seen.
I'm the only one who remembers it.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't like scrolling through the internet either and seeing like hundreds of people being like, "Am I the only one who?" No, you're not the only one. There are billions of people in the earth. You're not the only one.
I don't know, because sometimes I feel like I am
the only one who remembers.
What are you gonna say?
The original McDonald's chicken nuggets that weren't all white meat.
Wait, what?
The dark meat ones were actually better.
So they got... Wow.
Do you remember that?
So you telling me that McDonald's whitewashed our chicken nugget history?
They so did.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel like that's a good enough intro, right? Something?
Yeah, sure.
There's something
in there. We'll use it. Let's move on.
Whatever. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of On Wednesday. Oh, shit. That's not how we introduce it.
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of On Wednesdays, We Wear Pink. I am Josiah Rizzo.
And I'm Benji Jones.
And on Wednesdays,
we wear pink. Just like the title. Obviously, we've done a lot of like really in-depth ones that we're just kind of relaxing now.
Yeah. Clearly. We're going to have a light one today.
It's going to be a light one. This is Wednesday's light, you know?
Yeah.
Just sit back, click open a brewski and
unbutton your pants.
And honestly, open up a brewski because today is going to be July the 3rd. So we're celebrating 4th of July.
4th of July.
The day America kicked everybody else's butts. This is a conversation we had with each other a few weeks back. We were talking about just things that we remembered from our childhood, but not like things that we remember that everyone else remembers.
Yeah, not like classic nostalgia. Like, oh, do you remember Recess? Do you remember...
Remember Chuck E. Cheese's?
You remember Out of the Box?
Like, am I the only one who remember...
I can't think of anything other than Hey Arnold, and I don't really like that
show.
Am I
the only one who remembers the classic McDonald's Happy Meal box?
That's two for two on McDonald's.
Yeah, and it's still a McDonald's reference. Whatever. Apparently, a lot of my childhood was spent at McDonald's.
A lot of my childhood was spent at McDonald's, too.
Does anyone else remember McDonald's play places?
Oh, my God. Wait, are they all gone now?
They don't make them anymore.
Does anybody else remember McDonald's ball pits?
Oh, my God.
Ball pits in general?
Which are coming back, by the way. Does anyone actually remember Discovery Zones? Did you have Discovery Zones?
I loved Discovery Zone.
You had them in Texas?
Oh, I was like, yes. What? Aren't you talking from Texas? But you're from LA,
right? I mean, they were big out in LA.
We had like one or two, but I just remember Discovery Zone had like there was two things I distinctly remember that I couldn't remember the name Discovery Zone, but whenever I wanted to go, I would say the place with the thing, and they had like the little like rolling tube slides.
Yes,
that are super fast.
Oh my god!
And I like loved them. They had that, and then they had like there was this one part of their little what is it like the Jungle Gym
play place. Fuck.
Play place.
What was it? Episode one that I did the same thing. Play place.
Play pace. Yeah, that was. I think that was episode one.
Apparently, that's gonna be my thing.
But like, there was a piece of it that was like a spider's net or something. It was like
I remember that.
And so, but I was little, so I never knew how to get to it. It was like a gamble every time on whether I would make it there. So like, it was always my goal that by the end of the day, I would have to figure out how to get to that part of it. And so like, a few times I failed, a few times I succeeded, but. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about Discovery Zone in forever.
We are going to be talking about kind of little tidbits from that we remember from our childhoods.
Exactly.
And hopefully you guys actually remember these, but we wouldn't be shocked if you didn't remember.
Yeah, these are things that we remember that we don't think a lot of other people will remember or that we think we might be the only ones that know about it. So, right.
So we're legitimately asking, do you guys remember this? Are we the only ones? Because there's a few at the bottom of my list. That no joke, I'm like, I'm pretty sure they never existed because I've scoured the web for them and I haven't found a damn thing. But let's start from least obscure to the most obscure.
Okay.
You think you can do that?
In order, but let's give it a shot.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first. I will organize mine in my head.
Okay. So I least obscure thing I can think of. Do you remember the first off, do you know what Peter and the Wolf is?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you remember the Peter and the Wolf cartoon special that was on TV?
It I don't remember it from TV, but I do remember the VHS. They used to play it in school. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure I saw one that wasn't Disney.
It's not, this one's not
but
Disney.
The one, the
this one had Kirsten, Christy Alley in it. Alley, Christy.
I know the name Christy Alley.
Oh my God.
Did they have voices? Because the one I saw didn't have voices.
Most of them don't have voices.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
So this was 1996, Peter and the Wolf. It was a TV special that was produced and directed. I don't know if it was directed by Chuck Jones, but it was really interesting because it started my obsession with wolves.
Oh.
And it was, like, first off, like,
I didn't know you were obsessed with wolves.
I was. When I was a kid.
Not a good obsession.
Well, I mean, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I was saying it's not a good obsession if I don't even know you're obsessed with it.
It was when I was a kid, and I copied. I don't know if I've really mentioned this, but anytime I became obsessed with something as a kid, I plagiarized the hell out of it. So
yeah.
when I loved not only Small Soldiers, but Toy Story, I wrote a book called Toy Soldiers. When I was
small
obsessed,
story.
Small story. And I was obsessed with Ants and a Bug's Life, I wrote An Ant's Life and Bugs. So for this one, it was The Wolf in the Church. And it's exactly what it sounds like. A wolf gets loose in a church. But yeah, I remember Peter and the Wolf, cartoon special. There was something really eerie about that wolf's theme that I always loved. But the animation style, he's like this big, burly, muscular looking wolf in the dark, creepy animation. Really good. And I'm just surprised you never saw that.
I bet you I've seen it.
Yeah.
I bet you that's the one they played, or they probably played multiple, because I know I saw that movie 3 or 4 times.
Well, everyone's
in
taught about Peter and the Wolf in school, right?
Yeah, in music. So. Well, I don't know if everybody is, but I was in music.
Well, I was too, so.
So then, least obscure for me, but I feel like it would be something for, like, public schoolers that I know that we all know about, but I don't know about private school
right. We'll
people.
See.
Private school. Book fairs. Did y'all...
What do you think? We lived in a rock. We were homeschooled. We weren't monsters. We went to libraries.
No. A book fair is different from a library.
What's a book fair?
So
I think I know what a book fair
okay,
is.
Okay. So basically, like, what is it? It was like a Scholastic, like, I'm trying to think of the company that always did it, but basically just they would bus in just like a crap ton of like brand new books and stuff. And they would set up like in the open space in a library, just a bunch of like racks of like new books
yeah.
and like toys and stuff like that. And you would like go in and like buy them. And like, you would like, what did you like get points for? No.
I remember was, like, doing something like that, but we didn't have to buy it. It was like, I just remember that feeling of like a bunch of new books mm-hmm. and you could just kind of collect as many as you were mm-hmm. like they allowed you to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was that. But I always bought toys instead of books because they always had toys too. And then there was also little like brochures for them. So you could like order something off the brochure and get it. And
right.
like, I always did that too.
We always did the kind of the summer reading that would get you like a free pizza at Pizza Hut back in the day when Pizza Hut had their own like stores.
Not worth it.
What? It's totally worth it. You guys remember going to like a pizza hut when you were a kid and you had free pizza and you always would ask for the chair that was facing the TV so that you could ignore your parents and basically watch the cartoons on television?
Never.
You didn't do that?
No.
You probably had cable growing up though, didn't you?
I did not. Not
really?
Until middle school. And I remember distinctly the very first thing that I saw when we got it, because we got it in 4 rooms and one of them was mine, was...
Porn.
Yes, absolutely. No, it was on the Golf Channel, and then I immediately Oof. Found Disney, and I turned it on to Disney, and it was the episode of That's So Raven where she has the vision of what is her male friend's name? Anyway, she had the vision of him climbing the wall in gym class, and he failed twice and embarrassed himself, and then he was super mad, and then he went back in the middle of the night and did it, and then like she like... And then he does it, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I did it. And she runs in right when he does it, and she goes, oh, my God, that's the vision. That's what I saw. And that was the second that I turned on Disney Channel. That's what she was like, that was what I saw in my vision. Huh. So that's the first thing I ever saw on my own cable in my room.
It got seared into your brain.
I was just like, it's here.
Am I the only one who remembers That's So Raven?
Dun, 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 dun.
I wasn't allowed to watch That So Raven because
she was a
psychic.
Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your turn.
My turn. Okay. So in 1999, there was this campaign that Captain Crunch cereal had where Captain Crunch himself was missing. Mm. And he was gone. He wasn't on the box. He's like, I think it was like his silhouette and a
question mark.
Question mark.
Like a dark silhouette with a question mark.
Yeah.
I might have seen that. That sounds vaguely familiar.
And the like, you didn't know where he had actually went. I cannot remember for the life of me the particulars of the actual
contest.
The contest. I didn't win, clearly. But the winner, it was kind of like, oh, you all, I'm sure the winner got something specifically, but then everyone got this CD-ROM adventure that you could either buy and purchase in like packs of two Captain Crunch boxes, mm-hmm. or you can mail $30 in and, you know, get this yourself.
Did you ever mail anything in for those kind of things?
All the freaking time.
Oh, I was way too lazy.
But we definitely did that, and I mailed these in and we received this thing called Captain Crunch's Crunchling Adventure. It was a CD-ROM interactive game that I could not tell you a single damn thing about the plot. But I remember it was very...
It probably didn't have one. Like, I feel like if we went back and, like, played a bunch of our old games, they would just be like, oh, I'm watching my character run around and do nothing.
Like, no, it had... It was like something where they had to go back to Crunchtopolis or I can't even...
Crunchopolis.
Literally, it was just a bunch of crunching puns.
Crunch puns.
And your character, you would create like these little crunchling characters, and they basically looked like the fruit. What's the fruit flavored Captain Crunch?
Crunchberry.
Okay, yeah. They basically looked like crunchberries with little heads, and then their hair would get progressively bigger as they got older.
Mm-hmm.
And you had
to like raise them?
Well, they kind of grew as the game, and you could name them whatever you want.
Oh.
It was fun. That's and for a kid cute. who didn't have a Game Boy growing up, that was like,
oh.
What?
So I didn't like video games growing up. I still am not a huge fan.
Right.
There's only like two video games that I'll actually play. But like I wasn't big on video games, and I don't remember. It was probably 99. When did the first Game Boy come out?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
So
I wasn't ready for that.
I got the first Game Boy, but I got Game Boy Color probably a little bit after it came out. And it was a yellow one because yellow is my favorite color at the time. Hmm. For my birthday, and I had no desire to play it.
You got it and you didn't do anything with it?
I didn't. My older brother played with it. Like, it was literally his. Like, I got it and I was like, cool. And, like, because I remember my grandparents got it for me. And I was like, awesome, thanks. And then my older brother was like, I'll take that.
Here.
And like, he played with it all the time. I did play Pokemon Red, just not a lot. Like, it was after my brother had beat the game like three times, and he was like, here, see how far you get. And I was like, okay. And I got like to level two, and I was like, that's boring. But when the Game Boy SP came out,
which one was that?
I really wanted that. That was the flip one.
Oh, wow.
I really wanted that one, and it had a light up screen.
So many words.
I was like super excited. And like me, like when I get new things, I go all out with them.
Right.
So like, I got my little Game Boy SP, and then I got this carrying case for it that looks like a silver, like metal box briefcase. But I never played it. I always just left it in the case. And like, I would play. I probably only had like three games, and I really only played one of them. I played the Kim Possible game nonstop until one day I was at church and I forgot it, and then I came back, it was gone. So,
damn.
Yeah. And then I didn't have another video game until I got a PSP that I hardly ever used.
Oh my gosh.
But all of these things I bought with my own money, so I'm not being a spoiled little brat. Or I got them for my birthday, which makes me a little less spoiled, right?
Kind of.
Because I didn't just go, Mummy, I want a PSP.
And
then
PSP.
Not use it. I had to beg and plead for months before my birthday to get it. And then I realized she was right. I didn't actually want it.
You reminded me of something that I actually wonder if people remember. Fuck.
What is it?
I can't remember. It was like a PSP knockoff. It was like Video Player mid-thousands.
Like a video player or video game player?
No, it was a video player.
Like
portable video player.
Video Now?
No.
The Nickelodeon one.
Is that what it's called?
The one that was for kids? I definitely had a Video Now, and that was one thing that I loved because I didn't have cable, once again. So, like, anything where I could get, and this is where literally every SpongeBob episode that I know and that I quote, classic ones, and every like Amanda show that I can reference is all from my Video Now because I didn't have any other way to watch them. So I would watch them on repeat.
I think I had the Video Now XP, but no, these are still discs.
Yeah, that's newer. That one came after.
No, I had something even jankier, and I cannot I cannot remember how to describe. Wait, is this it? It was a juice box. Oh my God, I remember it now. Yes.
What the hell is that?
It was, I told you, it was janky juice box video player.
What?
I'm telling you, I
want my video now. I remember.
Oh
that.
No. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God, I remember.
Oh, it's got little like cartridges, like a
I
classic
knew
because
that's
Nintendo.
How I knew it wasn't a video. It wasn't a what was it, a video box?
Video Now.
So video, you had Video Now. I had this janky little thing called a juice box.
Ew.
I don't even know how to describe it, but it was like a little mini computer before that world, and they had cartridges.
It's like a little square with like four buttons on the side and a screen in the middle.
It looks incredibly thousands.
Yeah.
Like,
it
mine
looks
was red.
Like you found it at the bottom of your cereal box. That's kind of cool, though.
It was really cool. Yeah. And there was, like, customizable ones. Like, it played SD cards. Man.
It came with expandable storage. That's kind
of... Yeah, and you could upload, like, you could upload your own photos to it. It was, like, my first version of an MP3, like...
That's actually pretty legit. That's way more legit than the Video Now. It literally was just a little DVD player.
Dude, okay, wow. I did not expect...
That's actually really cool.
I had not thought about juice boxes in over, like, 15 years.
I've never heard of that. That's
there
so
you go.
Crazy.
Shoot. I think I just went super obscure with that one.
Well, there you go. There's probably... Everybody's like, yeah, I know what a juice box is. What are you stupid?
I don't think so, because I think the juice boxes were for those who couldn't afford Video
An
Now.
MP3. No, because that does way more than a Video Now. That was probably like the
precursor
to like an iPod.
Yeah, but it was not. I don't remember advertisements for it. I don't remember
that either.
You know, this just is what it is. But I remember it. I remember you guys.
You found it.
That's so cool.
Do you remember Hit Clips?
I remember seeing them.
Okay, I was I never like, had I know one. This one isn't really scary.
Am I the only one who remembers Gigapets?
I remember not being able to take care of them.
your Gigapet died?
My brother always took care of mine because I'm not, apparently not very technical at all. So like, I just like, there was like three buttons and like, there was so much more that you needed to do than three buttons worth.
Right.
So I was just like, I don't like, what? I just want to feed it. Where's the food button? And there wasn't like a food button. So I was like, keep this from dying. So like,
it died.
My brother would keep it alive until we both lost interest and then they would die.
Wow. Can I take you on a 3-minute mini adventure?
Take me on a journey.
When I was a kid, I would have recurring stories that I would tell because of course. And I had a Gigapet, a little tiny purple Gigapet toy.
Oh.
And I had a Knuckles, like McDonald's. It wasn't McDonald's. It was some fast food chain had like, I think it was Burger King. I don't know. But it was a pretty legit little Knuckles toy. Like it was pretty solid. And I called him Thorn Boy. And he was my superhero, like adventure I would have. And it was Thorn Boy and his sidekick Giga. And they would go on these awesome toy adventures in my house.
When you were saying the Sonic toy, you reminded me, I guess McDonald's toys aren't really obscure. I think it was Burger King, though, which makes it obscure because who goes to Burger King, you know?
A lot of people did.
No.
Am I the only one who remembers green slime at Burger King?
Oh, green ketchup, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
When Rugrats, the movie came out.
The Rugrats movie?
The Rugrats movie.
Like in 1998?
Yeah, the one where he gets the sister.
Oh, you mean Chucky gets a sister?
Yeah.
Then that's Rugrats in Paris, and that
okay.
was 2001.
When Rugrats in Paris came out, they had little talking watches.
They had watches for all the movies.
Really?
But they only had one talking watch for the Rugrats movie. That was the Tommy watch. But then for Rugrats in Paris, they had like four talking watches.
Yeah, and we had two of them. I don't remember the one, but I do remember we had the Chucky one, and every few years I'll run across it, I'll find it in like a random drawer somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. So like wow. But like it was like yellow and orange, and it had Chucky and I don't remember the sister's name on the front of it. Yeah. And you press on each side, and each of them had two phrases.
Why do you talk with your hands so much?
Because I get excited. So Chucky's was, "That's scary," and "I'm not going." And then hers was, "You're not too brave," and "It's an amusement park."
I remember that.
Yeah. So that was the thing. But my actual one is, which we haven't been back to me in a minute. How far are we on your list?
No.
Are we on number two for you? Because this is going to be my second one.
Honestly, I like.
Are we out of it? We're out of the list?
We'll do our list.
So my kind of next one that I actually like wrote down was, I know there are other people that remember this because I remember seeing something where somebody was like, do y'all remember that show about the cats in like Asia or whatever? It's like a cartoon on like KERA or something like that. And they like Mandela'd us because like you can't find it anywhere online. And I'm thinking now you probably can, but like right. for a hot second there you couldn't. And so I was like, okay, so I know I'm not the only one who knows about okay. this, but it's probably like a thing. So it was called Sagwa. And it was about Siamese cats. It was about a family of Siamese cats that lived with the royal family in China.
Huh.
And it was a really probably lame show, but I enjoyed it. And it was just a show about cats. And it was Sagwa and was the little middle cat. And then the oldest one was Donghua. And then the littlest cat was Shigua. Hampanyo, hampanyo, mizuwaka hampanyo, 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 mizuwaka hampanyo. Sagwa, you're my best friend. Sagwa.
That does sound familiar, actually.
Yeah.
Have you sung that to me while I'm sleeping or something?
I always sing to you when you're sleeping every single night. How do you think you sleep so soundly?
It's terrifying. Well, that sounds cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
But you haven't searched for it recently?
I haven't recently. When I searched for it it was like probably like 5 years ago, I could not find anything.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's crazy. But they probably put it back up. Because do you notice when people start calling stuff out like that out, it kind of magically will appear like years later. It'll be like, oh, it's been here the whole time.
This is one of the few times I hope my phone overhears my voice and goes, I'm going to find that for you in our algorithm.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into some real obscure territory here.
Okay.
In fact, it's going to be so obscure I have to show you a video of it.
Well, I'm about to say like if it's, yeah, I feel like that's probably the most obscure one. Or do you have more obscure than that?
No, I have something. This is obscure, but I can still find it
on the internet. That's why.
So... Do you like this?
This is so uncomfortable. And it's so my childhood. Like, I've never seen this in my life. Ew. But it looks like everything that I watched in school as a kid.
He's wishing well Willie, Benji.
Ew. He's so apathetic. He's not even happy to be there.
I wish you guys could see what we're seeing. Essentially, there is this guy in the world's most 90s outfit.
And the world's most 90s like background intro.
It's not even a good, it's like a beige-ish background with a bunch of blue, red, and
they're like arrows and shapes.
And they're just like spinning.
I thought they were molecules for a second, but now that I'm looking at them, they are definitely not.
And they're just spinning while like just geometric shapes with clips inside of them float around.
It looks like the intro to like freaking Bill Nye or something like that.
Yeah, but like with $1,000 less budget.
With like a quarter of the budget.
This was called Wishing Well Willie. It was a VHS series that I only ever saw one of.
So could you keep, would you be allowed to put like a clip of it in the video?
I might tell people to search for Wishing Well Willie and let your own, and be surprised, go down your own dark Alice in Wonderland tunnel of sad 90s memories. But this was it was a VHS series that was basically supposed to be like a weird semi-educational where these kids would be like, I wish I was such and such. And this wishing well would appear out of nowhere.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we watched like the opening of one of them and I was like, that could very easily be a horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kid picks up like this wishing well coin, tosses it in, and a 40-year-old man dressed like some Willy Wonka knockoff.
And his voice shows up first because the wishing well shows up.
Right.
And he
goes,
make
a wish.
Oh, then make a wish.
Didn't sound like that.
What you want? Play it. It sounds just like that.
No, but basically this guy pops out. He'd be like, I'm going to make you a ballerina. And then he would teach her how to be a ballerina as opposed to actually doing.
This is not what I asked for. I didn't ask for free lessons. I asked for talent.
The only reason I saw this VHS tape was because my sister was a dancer back in the day. And this one was, I wish I was a ballerina.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you anything else about it except that the guy kind of creeped me out. Like,
yeah, he was creepy.
And I remember that song, though. I'm wishing well, Willie, I'm here to show you how.
Ew.
It starts with a wish and then a little know-how. I think they rhymed how with how.
Yeah, that's awful. That's lazy writing, you guys. Come on. You're better than that.
That's kind of the type of thing that haunts your nightmares.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's funny because that is a terrible song, but I think it's funny when, like, it's just popped up two different thoughts in my head. But I think it's funny when, like kids shows have songs that are just, I just got a third one.
Can you just finish kids one of these three?
I know, this is my brain just like racing around. When kids songs just have like no business being as good as they are. Right. Like, have you ever watched a kids show and they just drop like a banger and you're like, hey, like, this is four. The all right. Freaking Little Einstein's theme.
Oh,
before
no,
it got remixed, no. I legit had that on my playlist.
No.
Like, it was saved and I would bump that in my car.
Or now the recently resurrected Baby Shark.
Do. I actually didn't know about that until
that was around that. when my sister was a kid. When my kid was a kid.
My kid was a sister.
I don't have a kid.
Yeah, no, it just reminded me of this.
Okay, so that was number four. What was number three through one?
So one was these two. One was, well, I was talking about bad songs and good songs. One was another, like, it was a really, really old, like, Barney type show that, like, I guess my parents had from when they were a kid or something.
Uh-huh.
And they, like, I remember my little brother was watching it one day and they were like trying to teach kids the difference between like yes and no and like opposites and stuff. And so, like, the song was literally yes and no, stop and go. Yes and no, stop and go. And the kids walked around in a circle singing that for 5 minutes.
And then they summoned a witch that came out of the ground.
I don't know, but I was like, terrifying. I was like, zero effort. Zero production value, zero choreography, zero supervision. They said, kids, what song would you like? So, and they said, yes and no, stop and go. That was it.
So that's number one. What's number two?
Number two was, there was a potty training video that my little brother used to watch. And my little brother's name is Joshua. And coincidentally, the little kid's name was Joshua. Huh. And it was really funny because it was potty training for him. It was Once Upon a Potty for him. And so they start off by introducing the kid and being like, oh, he's just like you. He has a face and a nose and eyes. And he also has a penis. And I was just like, I remember just looking at my older brother and being like, did they just say he has eyes and a nose and a penis? And I was like, what? And they go down on this little cartoon nub of a penis. And I was like, what am I watching? It was so weird. So, yeah, if you guys know that potty training video, let me know, because I'm pretty sure we're the only ones that had it.
Holy shit.
Oh my God,
that hurts.
It was so funny.
Wow, I think you beat everything on my list here. We should just end the episode there. I don't know anything's going to beat
penis.
That. Damn, so penis.
And then the last one with songs and random things that just reminded me of was, I was watching, I don't remember, it was Playhouse Disney, because I fell asleep watching Disney Channel one time, and I was in college or something like that.
Right.
And they were like, okay, you know, today's show is brought to you by our Shape of the Week. And they were like, oh, let's sing a song about it. So I was like, oh, like, it's going to be like a, because I'm like walking out the door. I'm not actually watching this, by the way, let's say.
All right, whatever, I don't care.
And so, like, I'm thinking square or triangle or maybe, like, hexagon, you know, if you're going off. Tell me why these fools said our shape of the day is a dodecahedron. I was like, what? What? I was like, I couldn't even tell you what that is. I know now it's a 12-sided dice. But it's like a three-dimensional thing. I'm like, that's not a shape, y'all.
Hold on. Yes, who are you? Hi, I'm Mr. Dodecahedron, and I'd like to sponsor your episode of Playhouse Disney for the week. Ooh, sorry, we're all filled up. We got a square.
And a triangle, ooh, and it's going to be a really hard week.
And the ninth circle of hell is also sponsoring Playhouse Disney.
They're doing
episode.
A pentagon,
Can
I don't know.
Can we squeeze you in August? Is that good for you? Yeah, it works for me.
That's cool. I got a 12 cents.
Holy cow.
I was blown away.
I can imagine. Like, how old were you?
I was in, like, high school or right after high school, so I was, like...
You were just, like, halfway walking out the door and just went, I'm sorry, what the hell did you say?
I was, like, walking out of my door, and they were like, oh, today's shape is a dodecahedron. And I was like, what? Like, turned around so fast, and I was like,
oh my
excuse
God.
Me, what are you teaching my children?
Wow, damn, man.
So, yeah, today's kids are going to be smart.
Oh, shoot. Wow. Man, I'm going to have to follow that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was like, all of those just like popped into my head in line like simultaneously. So great.
Whose turn was it even?
I just finished mine. I did Sagwa.
No, I did Wishing Well Willie. And then you just talked about it. So it's back to you.
Oh, it's back to me. Okay, so, I mean, nothing's really going to be as good as all of
nothing,
that,
honestly.
So this is... I keep mentioning McDonald's. It's because of this.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's used to have little VHSs of like cartoon stories. Did you?
Wait. It was like, but it wasn't actual VHSs. It was the covers that you would pop open and the characters would be inside.
No. It was literally a VHS that you put in and you watched the show and it was a cartoon version of McDonald's. Like it would start out as Ronald in his little apartment and then he would go... He would go down a slide and his bed was a hamburger. It was really cool. And he would go down a slide and then he would turn into a cartoon that looked completely different from who he was.
Right.
And then like he would hang out with all of like the Hamburglar and Grimace and all that stuff and they would go on adventures and then they'd come back.
Okay. Well, what I remember are these tiny little McDonald's Happy Meal toys. They were like tiny versions of a VHS cover, but you would open them up and there would be toys inside.
Weird. Oh, that's cute.
So mine beats yours.
Never. Oh my gosh. I don't remember this at all, but we literally had, this Simba, we had Dodger, and I'm pretty sure we had this Donald.
The three Caballeros.
That's where we got him.
Yeah, they were in a tiny
Wait, what was the year for this?
It says 1997, but I'm not.
So I would have been five, so I wouldn't remember. I just know that, I know that toy, those two toys for a fact.
Isn't that insane?
And we still have them.
Look at that. Look at those mini VHSs.
That's so crazy.
Oh, that's so cool. You would get little toys inside.
No way.
And I even remember this. Do you remember these?
Yes, I have.
Okay, for those of you who can't see, they're kind of the same thing. They're little mini VHSs, but they're rollers.
Mm-hmm.
And you would wind them back like they were a car, and then they would shoot off. So the VHS is vertical?
Is flat. It's laying down like if
so
it was sitting on a table.
So the VHS is laying flat as if it was on a table. And then on top of it is a cartoon character from the VHS cover.
Yeah.
And you would wind it back and send it forward. Man, I remember a lot of this stuff. Like, this is crazy. Dude. But yeah.
So your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. Yeah. Well, I feel like, I mean, we should probably start wrapping this up.
Oh, I have one final thing that I want to end on. So you can go ahead.
I've got two things left that I – these are, like, honestly, my white whales. Like, I swear to God they exist. I swear to God they exist, and I, for the life of me, cannot find any trace of them on the internet.
There's two of them?
There's two things that I can't find a trace of on the internet, but I remember them vividly. One of them I do have photographs of.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it existed.
Hear that, government? Can't hide it anymore.
Can't
we have pictures.
Hide it anymore. But the internet does not acknowledge that exists.
Mm.
I'm going to start off with, though, when I was a kid, we used to go to the Pasadena Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this book. And I promise you this happened. I know for a fact this happened. But there was a book that I rented. I checked out in the library. And it was like a mini... It was like Captain Underpants.
Right.
And it was about a can of soup.
Right.
A can of soup that fell into a vat of something radioactive and turned into a superhero. And I remember
superhero.
It was a can of superhero. I don't remember the title of it.
Yeah.
I remember the image of a soupish can looking shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it was flying with a cape behind it.
Are you sure?
Sorry. It was a can looking shape.
A can of soup looking shape.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it had a cape on it.
Uh-huh.
And it was flying.
Right.
I remember the book had a purple color to it.
Right.
And there was interactive parts of the book.
Uh-huh.
Like, because I remember that he fell in a vat of radioactive whatever. Because on that page, you would turn it and it would show the can of soup. The main character, and it had an entire maze from the soup can to the vat of radioactive gunk, and you had to trace and go through the maze to get him to there, and then the story would progress.
So do you see this can of soup right now?
Are you asking me if I'm crazy?
I love it. You seem like the conspiracy theorist guy who's got the board with the pictures that are connected by string.
Well, here's the thing.
I swear to God this book existed because it inspired one of my first books I ever wrote, books, which was a mix between that and Captain Underpants, which I was also reading at the time. And mine was called Captain Dumb. I told you I was a plagiarist. Did I mention that I was a plagiarist?
Hey,
I was a plagiarist.
Actually, I think that's like something they say is that the best people plagiarize, or like the most successful people plagiarize.
Then I am.
Because you're supposed to like plagiarize and build on people, like what they do. And that's what humanity is we literally build on each other's stuff. That's how we get anywhere.
That's so. Either what happened, or I fabricated an entire book in my head. I promise you, dude, I'm not kidding you when I tell you that I've literally searched every combination of keywords that I could possibly think of. Soup can, superhero, can of soup with a cape, can of soup novel, soup book with novel comic maze inside. purple book with soup can on front.
What if it was something that your dad created just for you, but he didn't want you to know? So he put it in the library so you could find it, and now he'll never tell you.
Do you know I went to the library and actually asked that they go back in my history all the way back to like 1995 and see if they could look up all the books I ever checked out because I was that desperate
and
to find this?
Was like, boy, if you don't get out of here, that bullshit.
Honestly, though, she was because I was in the kids section and I felt incredibly uncomfortable for no reason.
I'd be like, yeah, you can exit.
Please get out of this. I promise you it exists.
Yeah, I believe it. It's somewhere. I believe that book is somewhere. I want to bounce off the back of yours and say,
okay,
if we're talking about old books that we used to, I know mine exists.
Okay. Don't have to wave that
No, I'm saying like it exists and I know where it is. It is at my middle school library, and I remember it was an audiobook that my older brother rented from our middle school library, and it was called Who Put That Hair in My Toothbrush? And we used to listen to it at night before bed. And the first year we rented it, we loved it. He returned it the next year because our middle school was only 7th and 8th grade. So the next year he rented it, and we like loved it so much that we were like, just don't return it. It'll be fine. Like, we were like, keep it, return it at the end of the year. He had like a $60 late fee. Didn't pay it. Didn't have to. but we kept it. But it was just about like this brother and sister who like were super different and were always fighting. And actually, probably be a good one for you guys to listen to.
Me and my sister.
Yeah.
Well, we always appreciate your
unwarranted
unasked for advice. So thanks.
But it was just such a fun. It was a fun dynamic. It was a fun book to listen to. So then when I was in 7th grade, I rented the book. And then in 8th grade, I rented it again. And me and my brother were like low-key just like, let's literally never return it. Like, let's keep it forever. And then we didn't. Right. And then I think of my little brother, we wanted him to, but he never actually went and got it. Because, you know, he was way younger, so he wasn't in the room when we were listening to it. He didn't care about it.
Right.
But yeah, so anyways, I was like hell-bent one day to find this audiobook and buy it, and I can only find the actual book. What am I supposed to do with that? You know, like, I want the audio.
Read it?
No, gross. I want the voices that I grew up with.
Did you ever check out those Disney audiobooks, or I can't read along books, the ones where they would have like the storybook from the movie, but then they also had a cassette tape to go with it?
Probably.
And it would tell you to turn the page.
Yeah.
I used to make my own.
And now, turn over the page. Was that the they said?
Probably.
I would like, that sounds familiar.
I used to make my own for my imaginary movies, and I would record them on a cassette tape and force my parents to listen and read.
Look at you. You're so creative.
So
such a creative little plagiarist. did you ever, you had to have, listened to Adventures in Odyssey from Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love those. We were obsessed, and we listened to them all the time. We had not a lot of options because we did grow up like Christian, and our parents didn't want us listening to like a lot of bad stuff. So we were allowed to listen to Radio Disney or KLTY at bedtime.
Does anybody remember Jesus Christ? Am I the only one who remembers Jesus Christ?
So either the Christian station or Disney Channel at night, or like certain cassette tapes. Any of our cassette tapes, because all our cassette tapes were fine. And we actually went to the, because they had this place that they were always at called Wits End, and it was like this like soda shop like kind of thing where they would always hang out. And so they have at the Focus on the Family is the the production company. So at their headquarters, they have a Wits End, and it was at it's in Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. They said it at the end of every tape. And so one day we were driving through Colorado, and my parents were like, oh, we're in Colorado Springs. And my brother and I freaked out. And we're like, we have to go to Wits End. We have to go to Adventures in Odyssey. And they were like, what are you talking about? So like we were.
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
80995. And they were like, what have four kids been listening to? But so we.
They brainwashed you, man.
Straight up. So we went. We didn't stop on the way, but we stopped on the way coming back, and we had like a whole day, and they had like a bunch of stuff, and they had a thing where like you could go and record your own version of the show.
No.
Yeah. So we literally.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So we literally have an Adventures in Odyssey tape of me and my older brother.
Would they let you record any version of the show?
Absolutely not. okay. But yeah, no, that was, it was super fun. And then we got, cause they had like the actual Adventures in Odysseys on, sale there.
Uh-huh.
And so we were like super excited, and we bought like three or four of them, and we're like, oh, this is so great. And we were actually really disappointed when we got them, because since they weren't the Chick-fil-A one, they didn't open with, there's like a lady named Chris who opens every episode, and uh-huh. She goes, hi, this is Chris. Welcome to a special edition of Adventures in Odyssey from Focus on the Family and Chick-fil-A. And like, that was how you knew you were about to embark on your new Adventures in Odyssey tape. And since it wasn't through Chick-fil-A, it was just them, they didn't have that. And we were like low-key disappointed. And then they were like, since obviously it wasn't gonna be mainstream, they really leaned in on like the Christian aspect of it. So they would like recite scripture and stuff. And I was just kind of like, this isn't as fun. It was just the real version was very preachy, which like the other one had like great morals and great values. And it was like a fun thing to listen to. But like the preachy one was preachy. And it was like
Christians, man.
We're fun. Anyways, your turn.
Well, the one I'm going to end on for myself, it's just as obscure as that book I mentioned, except this one actually has a name. So I know that there's got to be at least one listener, be it now, next week, or in 2 years from now when you finally discover this. One listener has experienced this because it was in California. It was in Sylmar, California.
Mm-hmm.
I have pictures of it, and I know someone out there has some pictures of it, and I know someone out there has some memories from it. But it was this place. It was a building in Sylmar, California, called Big Red Pizza.
Oh.
And this place was like,
I've heard about this one.
Have I told you?
Yes.
This was like a
many times.
It was a Chuck E. Cheese. I don't want to say it was a knockoff because it was kind of its own thing.
I'm already bored.
Wow.
Because I've heard about this 27,000 times.
Shut the hell up.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So Big Red Pizza, I remember it was a circular logo on the front. Kind of a warehouse looking, like there was nothing special about the exterior except for this bright red neon logo. It had a kangaroo on front.
Oh,
and
fun.
It had boxing gloves, and there was one of the punching bags in front, and the neon moved where the punching bag looked like it was going. Mm-hmm. And it was Big Red's, and you would walk inside, and they didn't have like the play pay. God,
wow, you are really bad at saying
I cannot play, say it. Play place.
It's play, two L's. It's two L's.
Two L's.
Like, you don't have to switch
play
it.
Place.
Yeah.
Play place.
Yeah.
So you'd walk in, and there wasn't a play place like in Chuck E. Cheese's. They just had a bunch of arcade games.
Gross.
It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the main. So they had the arcade games, and it was kind of a small venue. Like, you wouldn't think there's anything so spectacular about it. They had, of course, the area where you could turn your tokens in and or your tickets in and win a prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing ever like too out of the ordinary. However, to the left, there was a second room. It was a giant room, and there was a bunch of like tables and chairs, and they had a huge giant screen that was facing all of these tables and chairs, and you could bring your own VHS, or you could pick from their entire library of like,
wow,
like cartoons or family films and watch them there.
Yeah.
And I remember actually, I would say a good chunk of the films that I watched and saw and experienced for the first time was in that that restaurant.
Really?
And you would go there, you'd get a pizza. It was this big like event center, and you put your pizza down. You'd ask them, oh, can I play this or this? And I remember I watched Pooh's Grand Adventure there. I watched The Pagemaster. That was the first time I ever saw that movie.
Oh.
Which was really cool because that scene when like the
ceiling melts.
The ceiling melts. Yeah. That looked so cool on a big screen.
Yeah.
For those of you who watched our Pixar episode, you know how obsessed my dad was with Toy Story. So, of course, we brought Toy Story to Big Red.
Absolutely.
And watched that at least twice.
So was this like a family-owned place maybe?
It felt like a family.
I feel like
dog.
If you could bring your own VHS or pick from
it
there,
felt
it seems very
magical. Because I kid you not, when we moved to Sylmar in like 19 flippity flip, well, we moved there in like 94, I think it was being built at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we moved out in 2000, it was out of it. It was going out of business.
Wow. So it literally existed just for you guys.
Yeah. But I know it existed because we have pictures with it. And we have other people who, like, they would come to our birthday parties because we had, like, at least 3 or 4 birthday parties there.
Yeah.
Because it was really awesome.
That sounds fun.
Even Pastor Eric, I remember he came to a few of them and was like, oh, shoot, we got to come here. So we had other friends be like, hey, can we have birthday parties there? And we're like, yes, more the merrier. And my dad used to love it because he hated Chuck E. Cheese. He hated screaming kids. My dad.
Well. We all do.
So he didn't like screaming kids, but he loved Big Red because Big Red Pizza, it's like it kind of had the arcade, but it didn't have the same atmosphere as like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, because I feel like an arcade, because it didn't have a play place at all.
No play place.
Yeah, so that would be the probably why. Because, I mean, it's going to attract a slightly older audience of kids to have
it
arcade
so
games instead of a play place.
But I remember that logo. It's like that logo is seared in my memory. And if I was to see it now,
you'd probably cry, right?
My entire insides would just like well up with that same amount of anticipation and joy that I had as a kid. Because it was like a special outing.
Yeah.
That was for us like the big thing where we just went, we're going to Big Red.
Big Red.
We're going to watch a movie and we're going to get pizza. It's probably why I'm obsessed with movies and pizza.
Well, I feel like they just go together anyway. That's probably helped.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so like if anybody listening who grew up in California, please, I beg of you, because I cannot find it on the internet.
Validate him.
Please let me know I'm not insane. Show me your pictures.
Well, you know, I mean, you could just ask Pastor Eric and he could tell you you're not crazy. Because he went, right?
Yeah, he did go.
But you want other people to tell you.
I want other people to validate me. I need to know. So that was my final obscure. Do you remember that? I know someone out there remembers that because it's not like.
Yeah, it's like.
We weren't the only family keeping it in business.
Can you imagine if it was literally just like in this weird limbo where it's like your family was somehow the only people, like Narnia, like y'all were the only people who had access to it? That would be crazy.
Can you imagine? What about you? What was your last, what's the last thing on your list?
My very last one is very, very quick. And it's going to make a lot of people very mad. Do you guys remember the game?
There's something I'm not supposed to say to that, isn't there?
No. If you're playing the game, you know what I just did to you.
What am I supposed to do?
So for those of you who don't know, the game is a game that you can't remember. So when you remember the game, you lose the game. The only way to win the game is not to remember it. To mess with your friends, you walk up and go, hey, remember the game? And they're like, dang it! So anybody who's playing the game actively, you're never out. Gabby would do it to me all the time when we lived together. She'd feel like she would go, we'd be sitting in the living room and she'd go, dang it! And I was like, oh, what? And she goes, I just remembered the game. And I was like, why'd you tell me? Keep it to yourself.
Can you imagine sometime in the future, there's going to be one guy who spent his entire life not remembering the game. He's going to sit down, pour himself a cup of Joe, slip on his headphones, click on Wednesdays We Wear Pink, scroll down to the original episode, click on it, listen to it.
Like, that was nice.
And then at the very end, you're going to say, hey, do you remember the game? And he will die. And we will have been responsible.
I'm ready for it. That was the effect. That was why we did the explosion sound, because we're blowing up people's world.
Dear Lord. Well,
I think that was a great place to end it.
I think that is a good place to end it.
I would love to know if anybody else was as obsessed with Adventures in Odyssey as me and my brother were.
Or any other things. Like, leave your comments. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this goes without saying, but you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at Pink Popcast. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us wherever you find your podcast.
Yes, you can. And you can leave us a rating and a review on iTunes.
But you should also kind of tell us what you remember from your childhood.
Exactly. Anywhere that there is a comment section, go ahead and just hit us up with things that we might have missed or that you might be driving you crazy that you're like, does anyone remember this?
Like legit.
Yeah, legit.
I'm telling you, I swear to you, those last two things I've searched for so long to find proof outside of my own self. And
put some of our minds at ease.
Let us help you.
Yeah, help us put our minds at ease and agree with us and be like, I remember that.
Does anybody, am I the only one who remembers the Bible?
That guy is annoying.
Am I the only one that remembers my parents?
And on that note, I'm Josiah Rizzo.
I'm Benji Jones.
And on Wednesdays,
we wear pink. You think people listening to this the first time are going to be confused?
Don't start on this episode then.
Play me out, Benji.